This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency moved to downgrade the Northern Front Range from a serious to severe violator of federal ozone standards. The action was widely anticipated after a string of smoggy summers in the Denver metro and Colorado repeatedly missing deadlines to get ozone pollution under control. If approved, this will probably lead to tougher regulations, require more companies to get air pollution permits, force gas stations to sell cleaner and potentially more expensive gasoline during the summer ozone season in 2024. A bill to increase protections for election workers from threats and harassment passed the Colorado House Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1273 would increase the penalty for intimidating, coercing, or threatening an election worker or county clerk for doing their jobs. It also allows election workers to remove their personal information from public records to try to prevent that information from being published publicly, a practice known as doxing. Several Republicans joined Democrats to send the bill on to the state Senate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Regents have unanimously voted to nominate interim president Tom Salomon as the sole finalist for the permanent position. Todd Salomon. He's a former Colorado lawmaker. He led the university's budget and finance operations before becoming interim president last year. The Regents interviewed five candidates from a larger candidate pool before choosing Salomon as the sole finalist. They'll accept public feedback for 2 weeks as Salomon holds open forums at each University of Colorado campus. This is CPR News.